Thank you very much. Okay, let's do a folk song. Now that I've gotten the cigarette smoke and the riding the bulls out of the way, this is an old Appalachian thing that was made famous by the original Carter family. If I can get my cheater in place. Oh, I'll twine in my merry ringlets of raven black hair. The rose is so red and the lily's so fair. And the metal's bright with its emerald hue. The pale arameda and lilac so blue. I will dance, I will sing, and my lot shall be gay. I will charm every heart and each crowd I will sway. When I woke from my dream and my idol was clay, all visions of love and had all died away. Oh, he taught me to love him and promised to love and to cherish me over all others above. Now my heart is not wandering, no misery can tell. He's left me no warning, no words of farewell. Oh, he taught me to love him and call me his flower, whose bloom was to carry him through life's dreary hour. Now I long to see him and regret this dark hour. He's gone and neglected this pale wild flower. Thank you. For my last song, I'd like to do a song that tells a story about how a big swamp called Tate's Hill in northwest Florida got its name. It was written by Will McLean. Goes like this, I hope. Oh, listen, good people, in a story I'll tell of a great swamp in Florida, a place called Tate's Hell. 140 square watery miles with millions of skeeters and big yellow flies, where all about the moccasins lie with glittering death in their beady eyes, where the bull gators bellow and panthers squall. Now this is a place to be shunned by all. Old Tate left Sumatra along about dark. He had his two big dogs and a puppy named Spark. An old long-tom shotgun, a sharp Barlow knife. That panther would sure have the chase of his life. A little past moon down, the dog struck the scent. The brambles and tie-tie, a running Tate went. For hours and hours until it was dawn. Then Tate knew that he was a long way from home. He blowed through his gun barrel, the dogs did not hear. The panther had killed him, now Tate felt fear. The sun was not shining and the mist it was thick. Oh Lordy, Tate hollered, I'm lost up the creek. He leaned back to rest, his eyes did not see. Big rattler struck him above the bent knee. The lick was so hard that a sprawling he fell. This was the beginning of poor old Tate's Hill. He opened his Barlow and he grabbed him some moss. A cut he made one way, another across. He wrapped his leg tightly and he tied it with string. Then sickness came on him his body turned green. When Tate was discovered, these words he did tell: "My name is old Tate, boys, and just been in hell." These few spoken words were the last that he said. His spirit then left him. Old Tate, he was dead. No man can dispute this legend of yore, how Tate lived a full week and then 5 days more, and somehow crawled out at Carabel from the deep ghostly swamp that we know as Tate's Hell. Thank you. One last thought. Be kind to your friendly undertaker, folks, because he'll be the last man to ever let you down. See you.
I think it's interesting to see how many of our performers do Will McLean's song. Tate's Hell, of course, is one of his best-known songs, and Lance does it so well. Let's give Lance another hand. And I know you wonder what I've been doing. I've been playing hopscotch up and down the afternoon program, for lots of reasons other than my own reasons. I'm just carrying out orders. Let's go back up to No Commercial Appeal, a remarkable group from Gainesville, led by David Bede. And with him play Swanee Landis and Mark Tracy. Let's welcome No Commercial Appeal. Did you? Oh, really? Oh, well, okay.
I'm Commercial Appeal, and no, we're not with you.
Yes, he's Commercial Appeal. You heard the beautiful Bavarian zither played, I'm sure, did you? David?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
wasn't you talking to me?
Wasn't that beautiful?
I was talking to them. I was waiting for
them
to answer you.
No. We'll see how well he does.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I know how well you do. You wouldn't be up here if
you're right.
Didn't do well.
Yeah, she has the final word, you know. No, cut him. He's out. Having trouble. This microphone's eating me. Hello. I'm just going to give you a little bit of everything. This first one's an Irish harp tune by Turlough O'Carroll, for those who aren't familiar. Blind one, blind harper of the 17th century. Thank you.
where'd I get my roadie?
My 10 minutes is up. Thank you very much.
Oh, my.
First of all, in answer to something that somebody said earlier, they mentioned that hammer dulcimer players are overstrung. Oh, I didn't like it. So, highly strung? Is that what they said? Uh-oh. I got it wrong. But anyway, I'm going to play a one-string instrument as a result of that remark. But this is an Appalachian dulcimer in my lap, which is not the one-string instrument. It's considered an American instrument that originated in Europe, and this is the American instrument. It is a bow without the arrows. Sounds like this. Not like that. Like this. I got a gal at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see her about 2 times a week. Kiss her on the mouth, sweet as any wine, wrap herself around her like a sweet tea vine. Going up Cripple Creek on a run, going up Cripple Creek to have some fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a whirl, going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. You can bang your hands together if you feel like it. Now, girls up a Cripple Creek, just half grown, jump on a boy like a dog on a bone. Roll my britches up to my knees, gonna wait, oh, Cripple Creek, and ever I please. Going up Cripple Creek on a run, going up Cripple Creek to have some fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a whirl, going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Now Cripple Creek's wide, Cripple Creek's deep, gonna wait, oh, Cripple Creek, before I sleep. Hills are steep, roads are muddy, and I'm so drunk that I can't stand steady. I'm going up Cripple Creek on a run, going up Cripple Creek to have some fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a whirl, going up Cripple Creek to see my girl. Thank you. Can you hear this? This is an Appalachian dulcimer, and this is an Appalachian tune. It's got a refrain in it if you want to join in. It's just a few words. It's gone, gonna rise again. So let me hear you so I don't get nervous and faint up here and have to tell all my friends about it. Refrain goes like this. Gone, gonna rise again. Easy as that. Gone, gonna rise again. You'll see where it comes. I remember the day that my granddaddy died. Gone, gonna rise again. I dug his grave in the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand how I felt about the land. But I could read his history in his hands. Gone, gonna rise again. Corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gone, gonna rise again. Ham in smokehouse, cotton in the gin. Gone, gonna rise again. Cattle in the barn and hogs in the lot. Lord knows he never had a lot. But he worked like the devil for the little that he got. Gone, gonna rise again. Now apple trees growing in the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. He planted those seeds just before he died. Gone, gonna rise again. He told me that he'd never see the red fruit hang from the tree. He planted those seeds for his children and me. Gone, gonna rise again. High on a ridge up above the farm, gone, gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone on, gone,
gonna rise again. Like a tall tree growing in the mountain ground, the storms of life cut 'em down. But the new wood springs from the roots underground, gonna rise again. Like a tall tree growing in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut 'em down. But the new wood springs from the roots underground, gonna rise again.
Yeah, yeah, that's time. I'll be playing at the Marble Stage at 12:30 tomorrow. Thanks a lot for listening. Oh, one last announcement. We also have about a half dozen left of the tapes that we brought with us. No commercial appeal. That's three of us. The sound is a little different with all three of us, but I've made a tape, 60-minute tape called The Broken Pledge that is available, and it's the easiest way to take this music home with you. We're real bulky. We got lots of instruments, and we eat a lot. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Thank you. You're always a pleasure to have on the program. And I just wanted to add this little historical note. I'm so glad he played the mouth bow. The first time we ever heard the mouth bow played was by Jimmy Driftwood, made famous the Battle of New Orleans, wonderful Arkansas man who prided himself as being a descendant of the English bowmen. If you ever go to Arkansas, you ought to look up Jimmy. He's a marvelous man and a marvelous musician. Over in the audience at this time, about 2 o'clock, there is a tour boat guide routine with two boatmen from Wakulla Springs, Hawk Jackson and Wilbert Gavin. And they are in the auditorium right up there, and it's a nice, shady place. In case you want to get in the shade. But this is unique. On our record, we have another boatman who does his chant. He was a boatman at Rainbow Springs, and you know that Rainbow Springs do not exist as a public attraction now, and that is a great pity that they don't. Now then, let's welcome from St. Petersburg another single who lost his partner, Robert Hilliard.
Hi there. Actually, introducing me is kind of an odd thing because I'm a triple paranoid schizophrenic. And I do this, which is Seabreeze. My partner over here, Richard, is no longer with us today. I wish I knew where he was. I do a Renaissance festival named Robin Llewellyn. And I'll give you a little bit of Robin stuff today. And then I do my solo act, and I'll be doing most of that today. This lady in the red T-shirt up here is doing a fabulous job setting up microphones and running back and twiddling the knobs there, I think. Everybody ought to recognize that the wonderful sound we're getting, which is the best I've ever heard at White Springs, is that lady back there. Seabreeze's first album is going to have one side on it that's called American Sweet, and there's 6 songs that we've written about different places in the United States, and Richard has one about Florida, which we were going to open the show with, but he's not around, and this is a song about California, where I was born and raised. It's called High Sierra. Hangs sweetly on the air.
diamond crystal, perfect beyond compare. I'm feeling you. Still surface of a mountain lake reflects the risen sun. The power source of life itself shines on everyone. I'm feeling you. Symphony of birds harmonize their hymn of praise. The songs of gladness raise the souls of men to heights before unknown, to God's eternal home, there to freely roam as children and return. Gentle warmth, reformed as clouds are drifting, rejoicing in rebirth. I'm feeling you. The breezes sway the treetops and enjoin the birds in song. How could it be too long till we are free from that? And delusion from suffering and pain, salvation we shall gain, and then we'll see and return to the source of life and return.
Thank you. A bit of an adjustment here. I hope that doesn't mess up your mix. Another one off of that projected album. Anybody who wants to put in a pre-order for a suggested album, just come and talk to me later. This is a song about a place I've never been. Massachusetts. This is kind of an environmental song. Dale and Linda Kreider sing environmental songs. This is one, too.
Come sing all ye young men of Nantucket's sleigh rides, wide foam flat faces as grim as the sea. Off the west slope of Greenland, the school ye have sighted, and chasing the great whales ye all soon will be. For it's rowing pursuit of God's great Leviathan, for Nantucket's glory and gold in your purse. Icy as hell's breath, the weather so frightening, she waits in Nantucket with love. That is yours. The seamen are heaving, harpooners awaiting to pierce the great creature vast oil to claim. An island appears where none has been there before. A harpoon drives deep into cavernous lungs. She's spouting red water as houses snap taut. The whaleboat knives forward, gulls scatter ahead. A Nantucket sleigh ride lasts hours and lifetimes. You return to Nantucket or else. he'll be dead. Now there's nary a whale on the west slope of Greenland, slaughtered for oil on deep Arctic seas. Nantucket's a quaint little tourist attraction, and Earth's oil takes up the slack from the seas. How long must we stay on this Nantucket sleigh ride, bent on destroying this beauteous sphere? Using resources till there's nothing left of them, and yet there's still hope if the whales are still here. Come sing all the young men of Nantucket's sleigh rides, white foam flag faces as grim as the sea. Off the west slope of Greenland, the school he has sighted, and chasing the great whales young, soon will be.
Thank you. It's odd that I should have written that song. I've never been to Massachusetts. I think I was thinking of Gregory Peck, you know.
Mercy blows!
Well, I would like now to introduce my partner in crime. His name is Robin Llewellyn. Robin?
Hello. I'd like you all to know that were it not for King Henry VIII, we would all be Catholic. You know that, of course, don't you? At least all of us of English descent. You see, it happened that King Henry was married to a lady named Queen Catherine, and Catherine, who bore Henry no children at all, was barren. Henry decided that since a royal heir to the throne had not been produced, then obviously the marriage had never been consummated, and therefore, in the eyes of the church and the fathers of the church, it should be annulled. That Henry might marry Anne Boleyn and produce progeny. He wrote the Pope and asked a papal bull to dissolve the bonds of marriage, and the Pope said, in effect, "Henry, sit on it." Henry said, "Pope, you sit on it. We are no longer Catholics in England. We are Anglicans, and I am the head of the church, and you are excommunicated." The Pope said, "Henry, you can't excommunicate me. I'm the Pope, and besides, you already are excommunicated yourself." And so the good English Catholics and the good English Protestants went forth in brotherly love and slaughtered each other mercilessly, and it continues until this day in Northern Ireland. And this is a song about what happens when two very egocentrical people get into a little thing. It starts growing and growing until everybody's wrapped up in it all. And this is a song about two people who are wrapped up in it all, and it's called The Hangman and the Papist. The village square stands quiet with the curfew still in force. The streets are even clear of dogs and whores. Like some evil bird of prey, the scaffold spreads its wings. The people build their fires and bolt their doors. The mayor is giving dinner to the officers and wives. His eldest son is learning how to fawn. A barrack block is hushed and tense, the soldiers drawing lots. Who will be the hangman in the dark? The lot falls on a young boy who has served for but a year. His home is in the village close nearby. He shivers at the thought of what he's forced to do next day. He wonders who it is that has to die. The full moon casts a cold light on the gloomy prison walls. The papist walks his cell, he cannot sleep. He hears the waiting gallows creaking just beyond the door.